Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that I believe should grip our attention in America, where there seems to be a prevalence of ingratitude, a lack of thankfulness that seems to permeate. There's a mindset today, I believe, in our great nation, that there is a mindset that I deserve what I get. I deserve more. In fact, you can notice on the car ads, it talks about a car that you deserve. On the ads advertising insurance, health insurance, get the benefits you deserve. When they're advertising jewelry on television, they're saying, get this ring that you deserve. The mindset is setting in the hearts and the lives of so many today is that I want all these things because I deserve them. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very, very clear. Every good gift comes down from heaven. Everything that happens in our lives is from the benevolent hand of a benevolent holy God. I believe we have Barbara on the line. Barbara, go over the question or comment, please.
Well, good morning, pastors.
Good morning.
I was on the road, and I caught a bit of the show and heard the Thessalonians verse that you mentioned, mm-hmm. and it brought back a memory to me that I wanted to share. And
good.
Go back to 1989. The Times Union used to print a Bible verse on the top left corner of one of the front pages. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Well, I don't know where that went, but I read it one day, and it was the Thessalonians verse. And this is August 1989. My mom's in the hospital at the time with bone cancer and just immense pain and pretty much on her deathbed at that point. In all things, give thanks. Boy, that was hard to read and hard to understand. And yes. I talked about it with my sister, and she reminded me how my mom was in the good care of doctors and probably more importantly, in God's care. And we didn't know what the alternative might be far worse. And I've always remembered that. And it always gave me a kind of comfort that maybe someone else can receive too.
Yes,
absolutely. That's what I wanted to share.
Yes, well, thank you so much for that, because we do need to be reminded that in all things, good things, bad things, little things, big things, serious things, less serious things, in all things, whether it's in the English text and the Greek text, it means it is to be comprehensive. In all things, we're to give thanks. And that is where, Barbara, I believe that as a people, as Christians, we fail and falter and fall, perhaps more than any other area in our lives, is having things, and somehow, some way, because of events and circumstances, we fail to praise Him and thank Him. Each and every morning when I wake up, thank you, Lord, for waking me up. Thank you for the next breath. Thank you for the heartbeat. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Thank you for the privilege of studying your word. Thank you for the opportunity we have in the free nation that we're in. There are just so many things, abundant things, that we can say thank you for. But as you have just articulated so well, many times when we're faced with serious medical issues, faced with serious financial issues, faced with serious family issues, we fail to see the hand of God in it, that many times He's carrying out these things to bring us closer to Him that will cause us to be thankful even more.
Amen.
And so may that be a lesson and an encouragement to our listeners today. Barbara, thank you so much for calling. Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for your show. Yeah.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. And then, you know, Dr. Youngblood, also thank the sister for that so much, for what she just got finished saying, because we're human and we hurt.
Yes.
There are many things, you know, that will bring, you know, pain in our lives. But we have to always keep at the forefront of our minds, no matter what we're going through, God loves us. Mm-hmm. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, chapter 8, and I'm just going to read two verses there, verses 38 and 39. He said, "For I am persuaded that neither death,
right,
nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
That's
and
powerful.
If we can keep these things, Dr. Youngblood,
yes,
in mind,
yes,
no matter what we face, mm-mm, God will ease that burden.
Absolutely.
And help us to make it through.
I believe, Pastor, that when we're in the midst of that trial and that difficulty and that heartache and that sense of futility, the thing that is the key that unlocks the door to the peace is saying thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you. Read for us. That reminds me of that text. Philippians chapter 4.
Amen.
Verse 6 and 7.
Amen. Word of God says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."
That is a text that I believe should challenge and encourage every Christian. As we saw in the previous verse in Colossians 3:15, "Be ye thankful," it's commanded. But when we look at Philippians 4:6-7, thanksgiving is comprehensive.
Amen.
Comprehensive. Just
Amen.
As in the 1 Thessalonians 5:18 that we spoke of and Miss Barbara spoke of just a moment ago when she called in. Be anxious. Be careful. That word means anxious. Don't be anxious for anything. Be anxious for nothing. That is, don't be fretting. Don't be worrying. Don't be all uptight.
Amen.
That is, be anxious for nothing. But, the scripture says, that is a contrast. That is a comparison. And English grammarians, that points out, it's switching now to a contrast. But, in other words, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by, it's a little Greek word, dia, D-I-A, means it's the passageway, the avenue, by prayer and supplication. Prayer means praying. Supplication means earnest request. So by prayer and earnest request, with thanksgiving,
Amen. Amen.
Keep on letting your request be made known unto God. So thanksgiving is not only commanded, ladies and gentlemen, it is comprehensive. Comprehensive in everything.
Amen.
Every little thing, just as we spoke of in the 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Every little thing, every big thing, every small thing, every complex thing, every anxious moment. The scripture is very clear. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Many times, ladies and gentlemen, I believe our prayers, yours and mine, I believe our prayers go unanswered because we pray saying, give me this, give me that, give me the other, rather than saying, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for life. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Thank you for allowing me to serve you. Thank you for your
Amen.
Word. Thank you for our nation. Thank you for our country. Thank you for our flag. Thank you for our founding fathers. And I could go on and on and on.
And then there are many times, Dr. Youngblood, we pray and ask God, change the situation. Lord, do you hear me? Change the situation. Well, sometimes he has to change you first.
That's right. Well, prayer is about changing us.
Amen.
Prayer is not about changing God. It's about changing our hearts and our attitudes and our thoughts and our modus operandi, if you will. Prayer is about changing me and changing you and not changing God. It is through prayer that we, just as with the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying, God the Father, Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. Jesus Christ, God come in the flesh, praying to God the Father, saying, take this cup from me. He's talking
Amen.
About the cup of suffering, the cup of anguish, the cup of death. Take it from me, but not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Is what prayer does. It
Amen.
Is the transition of saying, God, this is my problem. This is where I hurt. These are the needs, but I am going to just surrender it to you. And that is comprehensive when we pray. But, Pastor, that next verse in the seventh verse is the key that unlocks the door. Not only is prayer thanksgiving commanded, and it's comprehensive, but it's also comforting.
Amen.
It's comforting.
Amen.
Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God.
Amen.
Which passeth, means surpasses. And the peace of God which surpasses all understanding shall. Not maybe,
Amen.
Not perhaps.
That's a promise.
But shall, that's a promise.
Amen.
That's an absolute positive. Shall keep, and here's the principle. That word keep, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to write this down. You don't have to memorize it. But the word keep is the little Greek word tereo. It simply means to encircle. It means to circle around. Just like the old, I use this as an illustration, Pastor Davis, the old Western movies that back when I was a kid, I'd watch on the snowy television screen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd watch, and they'd have the covered wagons going west, and all of a sudden the runner that had gone way out front comes running back on his horse, and he says, circle the wagons. The engines are coming.
Amen.
Circle the wagons. The engines are coming.
I remember those
and
days.
So the word the torero means circle.
Amen.
It means circle about. And so the exciting thing is Thanksgiving is comforting. And if we pray and the prayer is about everything and we make our prayers and supplications before God with thanksgiving, the scripture is very, very clear. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep, encircle, protect your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that says a lot. That is a comforting statement to understand that when we bring our prayers and our petitions and our supplications before God with thanksgiving, God, this is where hurt. God, this is the problem. This is the need. But God, I'm thankful that you're allowing me to go through this. I'm thankful that you're allowing me, that you're strengthening me in it. I'm thankful that you have chosen me to be the vessel that this can be entrusted in your hands. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And it's therein, ladies and gentlemen, that the peace that surpasses all human understanding encircles our minds and our hearts. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for the wonderful Thanksgiving message. And I just wish everybody was listening because you will find peace, joy, love in Christ. And outside of him, you just won't find that. But, Dr. Youngblood, we have something to really be thankful for. Nancy Pelosi is gone.
She is gone. It's strange that you're saying that. As I said a little earlier in the origin of the broadcast this morning, talking with my bride, we're talking about one of the things we can be thankful for this Thanksgiving season is Nancy Pelosi is no longer standing, will no longer be standing before the people with her bewitching voice and with her socialist, Marxist, communist agenda that she has had. Now, my sadness with that, Tom, if I can be bold enough to say it, she's not retiring from the House. She's just retiring from any leadership role. but it's my prayer that God will remove her in any participation in the coming legislative process that will take place in the House. It is something that we ought to be thankful for. And we ought to be thankful, Tom, also for life and health and breath and for the free nation that we have. You and I both know that we're watching the evisceration of our Bill of Rights. We're watching the destruction of our constitutional republic. We're watching the absolute domination of the and the onslaught of communism and socialism, Marxism, that is on the horizon, lest we thank God and praise God and celebrate Thanksgiving as God would have us to, and praising Him for being on the throne. But these things are all rapidly dissipating, and I believe that there can be a change in the air if we'd simply be thankful as God's Word directs us to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right on. You know, Gavin Newsom says now you can't sing in church in California. You can stay outside, 1,500 people can shout obscenities, but you can't sing in church. That mm-hmm. just shows how far we've drifted. But, Dr. Youngblood, when you think about it, it really doesn't make sense. The devil will let you do anything you can get away with. You can have relations with your next-door neighbor's wife. You can rob a bank. You can lie, cheat, and steal. You can do everything that Joe Biden does, but yet the devil will not wind up in triumph in the end. He will wind up in a bottomless pit. So it just seems like his system would work, but it won't. But I thank God for you and this broadcast. It just constantly keeps us on the right path.
Well, I'm thankful for the privilege and the opportunity. That's one of the things, by the way, you touch on that I'm thankful for each and every day, that I have the privilege to come before a huge, huge audience that's spread all over Northeast Florida, that I have the privilege and the opportunity and the joy of bringing truth to light and dealing with what is taking place on the world scene from a central biblicist worldview that brings joy, peace, comfort, and encouragement to my heart. And so I want our listeners to know, Tom, that it's a joy, not laborious, but a joy to be able to do what I'm doing each and every day. It's something that I believe that God can speak to hearts and lives and change the trajectory of what God would have us to do as Christians as a result of this voice in the wilderness that I believe is crying out as the watchman on the wall today for believers to take a stand for truth.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood, and I hope you and Dr. Davis both have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Wonderful, and thank you so much.
Thank
and
you
happy
so much,
Thanksgiving
Brother Tom.
To you. Thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about why Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving ought not to be about Turkey Day, as some call it. Thanksgiving ought not to be about the Black Fridays where you go in and think you're getting something for nothing from Walmarts or the big box stores. Thanksgiving is commanded. Be ye thankful, Colossians 3:15. Thanksgiving is comprehensive in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Keep on letting your requests be made known
Amen.
Unto God. Thanksgiving is comforting, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts, that's encircle your hearts and minds, through Christ Jesus. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a key to all of that. There's a key that underlines all of that, and that is that Thanksgiving is consensual. We must make a conscious, deliberate decision.
Amen.
To be thankful.
Amen.
We're not automatically going to be thankful.
Amen. It's a choice.
That's a choice. It's a choice.
Praise God.
We must remember that we freely decide that we're going to serve the Lord and honor Him. We freely decide that we're going to thank Him for His blessings and His goodness. In Leviticus 22:29, the scripture says, "And when ye will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will."
Amen.
At
Amen.
Your own will.
Amen.
And it's a volitional choice. And now, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. This is not demeaning. This is not in any way trying to detract from the joy of Thanksgiving. But you have a choice today. You have a choice to say, "Lord, I have unusual circumstances. I am short on funds. I am without family, without friends. I am reaching the point of what seems to be a frantic no answer in. But I'm going to thank you and thank you and thank you again for life and health and strength. And thank you for the privilege of serving you. It's a choice, a volitional choice, to say thank you. I believe, Pastor Davis, when we say thank you from the heart, when we say thank you for good days, when we say thank you for bad days, when we say thank you for heartaches, when we say thank you for grief and sadness, when we say thank you for whatever may take place, it is only then that God opens the windows of heaven.
Amen.
And pours out a blessing upon us that we cannot receive.
Amen. I'm always a firm believer, Dr. Youngblood, that when we do what the Bible tells us to
do,
there's always something good on the way coming from God for us. When I go to Psalm 50, 14 and 15, it says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High.
Yes.
And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will, you see, he's promising. Mm-hmm. He said, I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. You see, these words like this are always sources of encouragement for the believers on today. Don't beat yourself up because things are not going well. Maybe you might have failed many a times.
That's right.
You might not have gotten it right yet, but keep on trying.
That's right.
The Bible lets us know every day that we have life and breath in our body, we have another chance, Dr. Youngblood.
Right.
So we should not give up. See, the Bible also says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. But in Brother Davis' vernacular, can I use it
like that?
Yes, yes. This is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice.
That's right.
And be, so you got to make that choice.
Absolutely.
Choose to rejoice rather than beat yourself up because things are not going well.
Some people might recall this name, Pastor. Dr. Harry Ironside. Dr. Ironside wrote these words, quote, we would worry less if we praise God more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontentment and dissatisfaction.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I couldn't have said that any better, any clearer than Dr. Harry Ironside made that statement. Ladies and gentlemen, thanksgiving is commanded. It's comprehensive. It is comforting. It is consensual. We must make the decision to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible is filled with thanksgiving verses and admonitions. We are to thank the Lord for all that he's done for us. Pastor, if you've got your Bible there, read Psalms 26 and verse 7. Psalms 26 and verse 7, because it is very clear in that text that we are to absolutely thank the Lord for all that he's done for us, thanking him and praising him for what he's done in and through our lives.
Amen. Psalm 26 and 7 says, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works. Amen.
Absolutely.
So listen, everywhere we go, we ought to be telling the whole world.
Yes, look what God's done for me.
Amen. Publish.
That's right.
That's what that means.
Publish.
Amen.
It, tell it, verbalize it, voice it.
Amen.
Don't just embrace it in your heart, but thanksgiving needs to be something that is not only commanded, and we see it as being comprehensive and comforting and consensual, but it also ought to be that which is calling it out publicly, letting everybody know it.
Amen.
And then in Psalm 69:30, the scripture says, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify him with thanksgiving.
Amen.
That is a worship admonition, if you will, that we're going. Psalms 104:100 verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
Bless his name.
We need
Amen.
To thank God, ladies and gentlemen, this Thanksgiving season for all that God has done for us. Psalms 147 verse 7 says, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praises upon harps unto our God. Colossians 2:7 says, we are rooted and built up in him and established in faith, and as you have been taught, abundantly therein with thanksgiving.
Amen.
What we have and what we learn and what we study in the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God ought to give us a sense of praise and thanksgiving to God for what he's done, for what he has done, what he is doing, and for what he shall do, ladies and gentlemen, as we serve him and we honor him. May I say this, and again, it's not said in a demeaning fashion or in any way detracting from anyone, but we need to recognize that this season of Thanksgiving is far more than turkey dinner, far more than gluttony in our eating. By the way, I enjoy Thanksgiving meals. But anyway,
amen.
Thanksgiving is far more than that. It's far more than just going out for the specials the next day on Black Friday, as they call it. Thanksgiving ought to be something in a time of worship and praise unto the Lord Jesus Christ for who he is and for what he's done. And we need to continue to praise him and thank him, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at an article that says the meaning of Thanksgiving. In the Bible, Thanksgiving means devotion, sacrifice, praise, or an offering to him. Thanksgiving is to glorify God as an act of open worship, giving thanks for all things as part of God's providence in our lives.
Amen.
The true meaning of Thanksgiving, this writer says, focuses upon relationship. Thanksgiving is a relationship between God and man. Upon their arrival at New Plymouth, the Pilgrims composed the Mayflower Compact, which honored God. Thanksgiving begins with acknowledging God as faithful, earnestly giving him thanks and praise in advance of his abundant blessings.
Amen. And
then this writer gives a kind of a formal footnote, and this is worth hearing. Thanksgiving in the United States is often traced back to 1621, when the Plymouth Colony settlers at the settlement place shared a meal celebrating the harvest. Their trial began in 1620 with the voyage of the storied Mayflower, a 65-day ordeal in which 102 men, women, and children crossed the stormy Atlantic into the space the size of a city bus. That followed with a cruel New England winter for which they were ill-prepared. Due to exposure and starvation, their number dwindled rapidly so that by the onset of spring, half of them had died. 14 of the 18 wives had perished, and widowers often abounded. The Pilgrims could celebrate in this setting as a testimony to human resiliency and hope and trust in God. So even with the first Thanksgiving, it was with desperate conditions that they yet thanked God.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's again, we know it's not always easy when you're facing situations like this, to where the conditions don't prevail.
That's right.
You know, it may not seem to work out in your favor. Yet, keep God in mind and keep him close to your heart. That way, your response, and I heard Dr. Phelps say this many a times in class, when we hear the word of God, we need to respond.
That's right.
Amen. So we as believers, our natural response to God, our maker, knowing that's he that made us and not we ourselves, it ought to be through the voice of thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, our praises, our worship, our honor, our bowing before the throne of God should be in thanksgiving. And words of thanksgiving at this Thanksgiving season needs to be resoundingly heard from sea to shining sea. Let our voices ring out. Let thanksgiving to the Lord be heard and seen. And let the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, be the one that receives all praise and honor and glory, to whom all blessings flow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
A First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.